In Houston, a 21-year-old man is free after serving 4 years of a 25-year rape sentence. Faulty DNA evidence processed by the police crime lab led to a wrongful conviction. When re-examined, that same evidence showed Josiah Sutton did not commit the crime. Other mistakes in the Houston Police Crime Lab could result in the release of dozens more people serving prison time. Jack Williams of member station KUHF reports.
Surrounded by his family and friends, Sutton walked out of the Harris County Jail last week, free on bond until his case is resolved.
I love my family. I all love everybody out here behind me. That's my life. I can honestly say I deserve this here.
He was convicted largely on testimony from a crime lab technician who said Sutton's DNA matched what was found on the victim. A recent retest of that evidence showed the DNA was not a match. Late last year, a state audit revealed lab workers who were unqualified, did sloppy work, and kept poor records. The lab even had a leaky roof. Sutton's attorney, Bob Wyckoff, wonders how Houston's crime lab could be so bad.
How can the fourth largest city in the country, with a state-of-the-art medical center and everything else we're proud of, have a crime lab that is in the business of providing evidence in very serious criminal cases and even death penalty cases in the county where we send more people to death row than anywhere else in the country? How can that crime lab be anything less than state-of-the-art?
Since 1976, Harris County has sent 263 inmates to Texas death row. 68 of those inmates have now been executed. Currently, there are 16 death row inmates who were sent there based on DNA evidence from the Houston Police Crime Lab. Police Chief Clarence Bradford agrees it appears his crime lab has fallen woefully short of competence in some cases and says he would support a temporary halt to executions in Texas.
The right thing to do, in my opinion, is until this issue of the questions concerning DNA evidence, the questions concerning what the Houston Police Department Crime Lab has done accurately and even inaccurately, until that all is resolved, it's my opinion that we should cease and desist.
Some Texas lawmakers seem to agree. They've even called for a Justice Department investigation to see exactly when and how things went bad at the Houston Police Crime Lab. But Governor Rick Perry says he has no plans to stop executions despite the compelling evidence in Sutton's case.
Do they need to come and take a look at these DNA cases that there's questions of? Absolutely. And I think you're going to see that occurring. But I've got faith in our legal system and our criminal justice system in the state of Texas.
The crime lab is also responsible for testing other types of material, like fiber and blood evidence. David Dow is a law professor at the University of Houston and the director of the Texas Innocence Network. He says the Sutton case calls into question the accuracy of those kinds of tests, too.
Anything that goes through a police crime lab, I think, is something that defense lawyers, after this case, need to look at much more carefully than they would have before.
The police crime lab has now been shut down, and DNA work is being done by a county facility. Meanwhile, the local district attorney's office is pouring through hundreds of files and has already flagged 42 cases where people were convicted and sent to prison based on DNA evidence from the Houston Police Crime Lab. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.